Last year was our biggest day ever. It was a wonder. It was record-breaking, a wonderful celebration of everything that we love about Mary Washington.
Well, and really these kind of giving days are really a chance to really get involved, to be able to relive some things, and also, you know, learn about what's ahead, and really become part. To raise the kind of money you did last year just shows you that little old Mary Washington is not little old Mary Washington anymore, and has a really an alumni base that you know wants to give.
Yep, absolutely. We have really wonderful, amazing, generous alumni, but also community members. Our faculty and staff give back. Fredericksburg local residents come out for our plays or Great Lives or to show up for our basketball team at games, and they help and give back, as well as students and family members of current and former students even. So it's a wonderful 24 hours of everyone getting involved, celebrating Mary Washington, sharing why they give, making a donation, but also hyping Mary Washington up, because I think it's also a great way to show prospective students that there's so much love for this wonderful place. Really, it's a 24-hour celebration of pride, engagement, philanthropy of Mary Washington. People can give to any area across the university that they choose. So if someone wanted to give to the basketball team, their psychology department that they were majored in, they can give to any area, clubs, everything.
Okay, and I know one of the things with this is, I mean, it's a you have goals, and it's a day long thing where you try to get various groups involved, or they're what challenges and matches and that kind of thing.
Yes, definitely. So our goals this year are to receive 2,500 gifts, including from 400 first time donors and 1,200 alumni, to give back in those 24 hours, and we have different challenges and matches when we reach those goals, but also different goals throughout the day. So for instance, we have a 1,010 gift goal challenge where two of our alumni and community members are going to unlock $10,000 when we reach that 1,010 gifts, in honor of Troy Paino and being the 10th president and the 10th year of his tenure. So we have different challenges and matches unlocking throughout the day for different different groups and like designations across the university, but also for first-time donors or alumni of certain decades. So there's something for everyone, and it just shows that this is the day to give, because their impact will go further than ever.
Yeah. Again, this is March 25th to the 26th, and it goes from noon to noon.
Yes. If you go to givingday.umw.edu on noon on the 25th, you'll be able to, there's going to be a big Give Now button right at the top of the landing page. And it's a quick, easy donation form.
Okay.
And we are accepting Apple Pay this year. So hopefully making it easier and quicker for everyone.
That is even easier.
What's kind of fun, too, about the site is that it has it's counting in real time. You can see that how much is being raised, and that number just keeps increasing. And then you can see the progress towards all those challenges and matches. So it's just all of a sudden you realize you're just constantly refreshing. You want to see, you get pulled in, because it's exciting to see when things are, challenges and matches are unlocked. Mm-hmm.
That momentum really builds up. Mm-hmm. And so
that would be exciting to see that. Plus, I guess I'm sure you at times you can have challengers or, you know, different classes. Whatever year your class is, to have that group of alumni give.
Yep, absolutely. We have a challenge or a match to increase the impact of 2000s alumni, young alumni for those who graduated in the past 10 years, 80s, 90s, and 70s decade.
To get people that are recent alumni involved, and to give, even if it's a, you know, no matter the amount, just to get in, just get into the habit of contributing after you've been there.
Yep, and that's how Giving Day started. We started in 2017 to help increase participation from our younger alumni, or even the 2000s and 90s as well. And it really has proven that. And they get involved and they get excited about the different challenges and matches that are happening, and that they can give back to any of their passion areas you know, we all had, we're both alumni, and we had wonderful experiences mm-hmm. at Mary Washington. So I love being able to give back and help support my sociology department,
yeah,
for instance.
I think for them, too, the young alums, it's a chance for them to amplify their gift, right? If they are not able, you know, understandably, that they might not be able to give a huge gift. And so, you know, even a $10 gift, a $20 gift, if there's a challenge or a match, that becomes $40, even sometimes $60, depending on how many different challenges and matches it applies to. So I think that it's a way for them to make even a greater impact, and I think that that's an exciting opportunity for them.
Yes, and this year that's truer than ever because we have over $600,000 waiting to be unlocked in challenges and matches. So it's going to be a great day.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
Just to know that just to start off with that, mm-hmm. know that you have that and you can... You can build from that. So anything new this year?
I'm excited. I know a lot of our campus partners might not be as excited, but this year during our Mary Wash Day HQ, which is kind of our student-centered party at the Cedar Cucker University Center, we will have Pie It Forward, where different faculty members or fac staff can sign up to and be willing. We are not asking anyone to, but if they want to, they can get pied in the face with a donation. So a student can make a $5 gift and choose to pie their professor.